Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
You better know it. We are live as it gets from the ServPro studio, presenting this Tuesday, February 4th edition of Mississippi Sports Today. Brought to you by Tupelo Coca-Cola and so many other fine sponsors, and featuring our trio of Tuesday hosts back together with us, our little coffee club. Probably my favorite day, Tuesday, because we're back. We have so much to talk about.
And he says that every day.
And these beautiful people are here with us. Brian, you can already tell Brian's going to be trouble over in the corner today. Brian Rigby, ServPro Tupelo. Morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I'm here on Fridays, and he says the same thing, John.
Fridays is his favorite. I don't remember that. Also joining us, Stacey Joe Rollins from Marvelous Mouse Travels, and doing a great job with our wellness weight loss.
Good morning.
Stacey, 30
yes.
pounds. And
thank you.
It's showing, girl.
Thank you so much. I tell you, it's such a great program.
I appreciate you being back with us today, and alongside the official JD, Johnny Davis, with us celebrating a, golf weather anyway.
Yeah. Today. Yeah, I got to play a couple of days and actually drive on a fairway.
We were, right? And yeah. We were in shorts and, polos yesterday.
Yeah.
And I told somebody, it's so warm, you could dress like Kanye's girlfriend today.
No. No.
You'd be fine.
No, thank you.
You'd get arrested, but you wouldn't be cold.
Yeah. And if you take a little look at the forecast, high Sunday, 81, high Monday, 40-something. No, Saturday and Sunday, 41, 42.
Slipping, yeah. Mississippi, we're used to it. Good to have Johnny in today. You've joined the conversation on the Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. Today's a special day on the calendar.
Yeah.
Fourth day of February. My wife, Rhonda, and I are celebrating our anniversary.
All right.
Happy anniversary.
They said it would never last. They said you'll get rid of him. And
she's tried.
She's probably tried a couple of times. But happy anniversary to Rhonda, who's working hard at the medical center today. We do have, in celebration of our nuptials today, Ole Miss Kentucky tickets for tonight at the SJB Pavilion. What's a good keyword that folks can text in to win those tickets? Now, mind you, you'll have to come to the radio station today to pick them up. They will be here. But if you can't make that trip into Tupelo to do that, then please let those who can qualify for our trips. Good keyword today?
Rebound.
Yeah.
Rebound.
Yeah. There you go.
Rebound. Perfect. Thank you, Brian. Hit us up with the keyword rebound at 331-2508. We randomly draw these at the end of the program, and we'll let you know if you want them today. It's two tickets, and ought to be a wild night over there in Oxford. Do want to remind you, tomorrow at this time, we'll be at the Davis Event Center for National Signing Day. ICC, they got a big thing going on today with a softball program.
Yeah.
Dedicating the field and all that, Adam was telling me. But we'll be there tomorrow speaking with some of the coaches and just getting into, signing day at a place where some kids are going to be, and a lot of area kids are going to be landing in various sports there. So we're excited about live tomorrow. And Bobby Celebrity Sprinter is going to take us over.
Oh.
Right? Go big.
Yeah.
We're going big. Looking forward to that. All right. Already, hey, thank y'all for saying hello. Well, it's Kentucky tonight, another ranked opponent for the Rebels. So let's address that right off the bat this morning. The Rebels are 4.5-point favorite in the game tonight. Surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
But they really play so well against Auburn. I know they lost by 10, but Auburn had the game of their life.
Auburn's on the next level.
And they're
I mean, you look at Auburn and Duke and you go, who's going to beat them?
Yeah.
And right, Johnny, it wasn't a particularly, poorly played game.
No.
But for them to be a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Kentucky team who slipped and lost to Calipari in Arkansas on Saturday.
At home.
At home, amongst the boos for John Calipari. I didn't get that. And so Arkansas upsets Kentucky, so they'll be focused tonight. You can bet it's a 6 o'clock tip. We'll have the pregame for you at 5:30. Rebels are good on their home floor, 10-2, and they are 2-3 in games decided by less than 4 points. And, well, based on the spread and what we know, seems like it may be that kind of game.
Could be. Kentucky's got a really good basketball team. And Kentucky's had some injuries that have affected them in the last few games. Butler, I believe, is a
yep.
young man that's been out for them. And
he has the majority of their ball handling.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that unfolds tonight.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss has to keep an eye on Jackson Robinson. The kid can shoot the basketball. And, you know, this spread to me, I was kind of shocked. I thought it would be the other way.
Yeah.
I thought that Ole Miss would be a 4.5-5-point underdog instead of the favorite. And I think it may be a little bit about Kentucky getting beat by Arkansas, but I watched that game, and I think that's Arkansas's by far their best basketball game they played. And I if you look at the three-point shooting, Kentucky was 7-for-10 in the first half and 3-for-13. So you go from 70% three-point shooting to 23% in the second half, and that's kind of what did Kentucky in.
Yeah, you live by the three and you die by the three.
And a halftime adjustment, obviously, right, by Cal on that. Some love on the text line. Thank you very much. Ole Miss still hasn't defeated the number one basketball team in Oxford. Right you are. I believe that's our friend Ricky in Aberdeen. Appreciate you, man. Geez, Tennessee gave us the defensive beating, held us to 44 points total. It's not going to get it done. Happy anniversary, Craig and Rhonda, the man of Swamp. Thank you, sir. Always glad when Tuesday morning hits. One, we survive Monday. Two, it's time to hear y'all. Thank Alan, here's a rebound. Appreciate it. Say hello with the keyword rebound to qualify to win those tickets tonight.
I've seen something in SEC play this year that I think is affecting teams like Ole Miss. Is the officiating is letting these guys be really, really physical.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I mean, it is. So I think if you look at the teams like the smaller teams like Ole Miss, it is affecting the play in SEC. When you've got a guy, a big guy that sits down low and he just kind of pushes and dribbles and pushes and dribbles, and the next thing you know, he's under the goal.
Yeah.
With a 6'1 guy guarding him.
Yeah. I've seen more. The number one rule in basketball officiating has always been to protect the shooter. I mean, you know, you get away with not calling hand checks and maybe post play gets a little rough, but you got to protect the shooter. If I can get just a little contact on you at the right place when you're shooting basketball, I can make a difference in your shot. I've seen so much of that not go on, especially when they're going to the rim.
Man, is that a conscious decision, you think, Johnny, among the officials, like sort of what the ones that do the Chiefs games get together.
We're going to protect Holmes.
Have a little powwow.
Holmes, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys know which way this got to go, right? Yeah, we know. Okay.
Yeah.
But is that something that's predetermined, sort of we're going to let these guys go tonight?
Yeah, I think the mindset of officials is that I don't affect the play by not blowing the whistle. But – you know, I've heard them, you hear that age-old thing about the last minute, don't make calls and affect that last part of the game. And but if you don't make the calls, you affect it just as much.
Right.
Well, and you know, when you get to postseason, depending on who your officials are, it can really, I mean, throw your whole team and game plan out of kilter, because if you're used to playing rough.
Yeah.
And I heard a stat the other day. I think that the SEC is averaging like 13%, maybe more fouls than other leagues.
Yeah. It's a grown man's league.
So, I mean,
wow.
And they're still letting them play rough.
Yeah.
So, for the SEC, when they get to postseason, if there's kind of tedious little small contact fouls that people start calling, it could do an SEC team in, because they're playing physical. And I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm fine as long as it's officiated the same and consistent.
Never is, though. You get an ACC crew in there, and it could be – just what he talked about.
That's a really good point.
And the thing about it is, it's like it is in high school basketball. You know, the higher the 5, 6, 7A classifications have got more good athletes. So we've always been in the mindset that we let them play a little more. But when you end up with one of them against a 2A team, if you let them play, you're giving that guy with all the athletes a lot more advantage. And that happens in college to a point.
All right. We turn the page to one of the most disappointing performances, I think state fans will agree, to the Missouri game. We'll briefly cover that, because this was a game where state went cold at the wrong time, and they got a hold of a very hot shooting Missouri team. Missouri grilled Mississippi State by 27. Caleb Grill, to be more precise. 88-61, the final. Grill, 6 of 11 from three-point range. Scored 20. Missouri led by 14 at halftime, and then they went on a 15-0 run.
And as a team, they shot 46.9% behind three-point line.
Yes. So despite another good outing from Josh Hubbard, 24, it's really hard to beat. And Missouri has a matchup, I believe, tomorrow night. We'll get to that. With Tennessee.
Yeah, Mississippi State doesn't have a midweek game.
No, they're off. Yeah, tomorrow night, Missouri at Tennessee.
And it's hard to lose when you shoot the way the Tigers did. And it's hard to win when you shoot the way Mississippi State did.
Exactly. 55% from the field.
Yeah.
7 of 10 from the free throw line. They out-rebounded State 39-31 again. And when you shoot, as Brian mentioned, 36 in the game and make 8 of 26 from 3.
Yeah, State's having a problem with three-point defense, with three-point shot defense. That's what's beaten them the last two or three games they've lost. And the fact that they sort of looked like last year, Hubbard and Murphy were the only two scorers in double figures. I think one guy had 8 or something like that. So you're just not going to win if you hadn't got some of those other guys getting 10, 12 points.
27-point loss is the largest home loss by a ranked SEC team in the history of the AP poll.
Wow.
Mizzou is probably, in my opinion, one of the most consistent teams I've seen in the SEC this year.
Yeah,
that's probably right.
I mean, they're extremely consistent. But I think if you're a State fan, you look at this game and you don't get too terribly upset. It's a game you want to win. You're at home. But you just didn't shoot it well. And that's just one of those days you go out there and you're just cold. Ain't nothing you can do about it, but just move on to the next one.
Yeah. You know how many SEC games Missouri won last year?
Not many.
None.
No. None.
None.
Didn't realize. Boy, what a turnaround. They're ranked 15th this week. They're up from 20th to 15th after that convincing road win. You don't get many double-digit wins. State was I believe, 6.5-point favorite in the game. And to that, we mentioned the Ole Miss spread tonight. They're giving a lot of credit to home court.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems.
Normally, home court advantage is about a 2.5 to 3-point spread. I don't know. Seems like a lot.
I'd say Missouri covered that 6.5.
They did.
Won by 27.
They did.
Now, Mississippi State falls from 14 to 22. That's a tumble. Let's just go over the top 25 AP, kind of jumping around here. Auburn on the 13-game winning streak tonight versus Oklahoma at 8 o'clock. Double-digit favorite in the game, of course. Duke is 2. I watched Duke, North Carolina, and Cooper Flagg is legit.
Yes.
What a player. This kid, listen to what he's done. He's got 250 points, 75 rebounds, and 50 assists in just 11 conference games. That's the fewest games needed to hit those marks by any player in Division I the last 25 years. I don't know who the last to do it. And he was in control of that game. Duke and Auburn look, maybe Bama, who's third. Bama's a basketball school now, as we know. Bama has won 32 straight games when they lead by double digits at the break. They'll be at Arkansas on Saturday. Tennessee jumped from 8 to 4. All of a sudden, Tennessee, after an ugly loss, there they are, back in the top 5. SEC, I mean, my goodness. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the top 6 are SEC. 5 is Houston. Florida jumps up to number 6. I'm sorry, fell to number six. Saturday's loss was Florida's eighth straight at Tennessee. Florida versus Vandy tonight.
So we've established the Southeastern Conference is pretty good this year.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty even.
Cooper Flagg turned 18 on December the 21st. He actually started this season at 17-year-old.
17.
Yeah.
And he was a man among boys the other night. I mean, he plays like a fifth-year senior. It's impressive. If you haven't seen him, you got to check him out, okay?
I saw something this morning. Joe Lenardi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In his early bracketology, has 13 SEC teams in postseason currently.
Wow. I'd seen 12, but
It's 13 as of yesterday morning.
Yeah, but look how many are, you know, in the top 25 this week. 7 Purdue, 8 Iowa State. They've had consecutive double-digit losses to unranked opponents. How in the world are the 8th?
Yeah.
Still, Michigan State, 9. I tell you, team, I wouldn't want to play A&M.
No.
A&M, as I understand it, is the most experienced team in the conference.
I think that's right.
That would help.
Really physical, as to Brian's point.
And they very well could be the most athletic.
Yeah. They are full of them.
They are at Missouri Saturday.
That'd be a good goal game.
Got
the
midweek off as well. Marquette, 11, St. John's, 12. Those two will play each other tonight. Marquette at St. John's. Texas Tech, 13. There's Kentucky at 14. 79 points against Arkansas, the fewest at home since last year on February 13th against Ole Miss. So we'll see if Kentucky can rebound. Rebound, the key word, from that loss to Arkansas. Missouri up, as we mentioned, from 20th to 15th. They'll play tomorrow night at Tennessee. That's really the only good game tomorrow night, by the way. How about Memphis? Mm-hmm. Memphis, but I believe they're 8-1 in conference.
Maybe.
One loss in conference. So they top their conference at 17th in the rankings. 18 Maryland, 19 UConn, 20 Arizona, 21 Cheddar's Badgers. Cheddar was on fire yesterday at the golf course. He plays so well. Just even, just smooth, just doing great. And then he starts thinking about it.
Here comes.
I bet you guys can hear him. I made 5 straight pars. It's his tee shot, center cut. Next shot, I say, he about to put this in the water. The law of averages. Golf. Sure enough. Shankopotamus in the water. I said, well, there with you.
He gave Cheddar the bad juju.
There with you. There with you. He does it to me all the time.
Yeah.
All right. So, Wisconsin, 21. 22, Mississippi State. 23, Illinois. 24, Michigan. A lot of Big Ten flavors, you've heard. And the Rebels fall to 25th, 1-5 versus ranked. He lost to Purdue early in the year, lost to Mississippi State, A&M, Missouri, and Auburn. I mean, those aren't terrible losses.
No.
But you got to play better against ranked teams.
Yeah, I think that the game that really hurts them is you had A&M at home.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you had them, you had them beat.
Yeah, and everybody said it, and of course, we understand Mississippi State or Ole Miss, neither one's going to win the SEC. So their objective is as high seeding as they can get into the tournament at the end of the year. And everybody said early on, if you could go 9-9 in SEC play, you were going to be mid-ranked, mid-seeded team in NCAA.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The tournament this year is going to be worth the price.
Isn't that the truth?
It'll be great. We need to get up there for that. 11 ranked teams lost this past Saturday. That is a one-day record for number of ranked teams losing on the same day. We talked about this with Ole Miss. And just a couple of more key numbers. Auburn shot 50% from three-point, 14 for 28. Rebels were just 6 of 19. Tigers owned the glass in this game, 41-30 rebound. And when you have 22 assists, they just moved it better.
They did.
Ole Miss had a lot of trips where one guy, and I think we knew who we were talking about, I'm going to dribble penetrate.
Yeah.
And everybody in the building knew it, And it was not the ball movement I wouldn't think that Coach Beard wanted.
Now, it seems to me that I can't say Ole Miss is allowing it, but teams are doing it to them, making them set their offense up so far away from the goal. And, you know, passes that just don't have any purpose just to get rid of the basketball. But in their defense, if you go back and had a montage of the three-point shots that Auburn hit,
oh, my gosh.
My goodness. Contested, falling down.
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter. And like Brian Everything said fell. About Missouri, it was just, you know, it was their day, man.
We said the Rebels needed to hit free throws in this game because Auburn's very physical, right?
And they didn't.
They were 68%. You shoot below 70%.
No.
That's not a good number. 24. And they got to the line 35 times.
Yeah.
Broom.
Oh.
Legit, really good player, maybe the player of the year.
Yep.
He paid, it occurred to me when he was doing all the bravado stuff.
Yeah.
That's Marshall Henderson against Auburn.
Yeah, I agree.
That reminds you all a little of that.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where, you know, I don't know if one of the Ole Miss students should find the guy's phone number and publish it.
I think that's what happened.
Okay, that's what happened.
Yeah, I think that I knew there somehow was some the students had got his phone number.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow, what a payback. But this is the day and age. And, Johnny, you watch these games. You know, you're involved in the games, even on the high school level.
Yeah.
That, and this is the curmudgeon coming out in me. Get off my lawn.
Yep.
But what is it now? Some of these players, and I'll give you another one, Luka. I used to like this Luka guy.
Yeah.
And it changed all our lives the other day when he got traded. Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
I thought there were people having conniptions on these reporters. Are like, nobody watches that anyway.
No.
But he's gotten to a point where every basket I score, I want to stop the game and do this rah-rah for me.
Yeah. It's like a touchdown celebration that happens 100 times.
Not thinking about defense, not thinking about the other end. I got to do my little dance on the way back down the other end.
I got a little high school video I'm going to show you when we take a break. This is what happens after you let that go.
Whatever happened to the taunting penalty?
It's there.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's just play defense. The old act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
You don't get a solo dance performance after every score. You like that, Stacey?
No. Look at me. That's what that's all
about.
Yeah,
and even if you're 20 points behind.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know?
Doesn't matter. And these kids on the bench, with it could be a, you know, first quarter of a game, first half of a game, some kid dunks it and they all, look at me. Look at me.
Still doesn't beat. My favorite is the defensive back.
Just
gotten beat like six times in a game. He breaks up one, and he gets up like, not over here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not over here.
Or they throw one, and the guy doesn't even get his hand on it or anything else, but he doesn't catch it, so then he does.
That's right. Yeah, incomplete. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's the culture we live in. We got to either stop watching sports or just stomach it. But it's really hard to take when it's going on against your team.
Yeah.
Salt in the wound. All right, before we head to break, let's go back to the Elite Realty text line. Being the show's official NBA analyst, what about that Luka trade? Someone, Swamp, said. Also, my Knicks are legit contenders. I'm glad to hear that. And, no, the trade was, I'm serious. When that happened,
Saturday night into Sunday.
Sunday, there were 4 hours wall to wall. They did more coverage on this trade than they did the election, I think.
Yeah.
These two guys, sure, they're top players, but, I mean, they're not teams anymore. They're just a collection of individuals in the same uniform.
Yeah.
There are no more teams. And that's bleeding over into every sport, is it not?
Yep.
Happy anniversary, said the mailman. Thank you. There will be no money. No doubt Craig has shot 100% from the field. Happy anniversary, compadre. You mean I outkick my coverage. Thank you. All right, let's head to break. When we return, Super Weekend, the media days started yesterday. And there were some questions being asked the Chiefs players and Roger Goodell about the elephant in the room. The cheating refs. Oh, wait till you hear some of these answers. And we have a pop-up Super Bowl trivia contest. You can play along. We're gonna pop that on our host on the other side of our timeout. Mississippi Sports Today, Tuesday edition, rolls on.
Your attention, please. The distinguished gentleman from Tupelo, Mississippi, Mr. Janitor, now has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, while I have the floor, I shall clean the floor. Whether the floor be of hardwood or tile, carpet or rug, Mr. Janitor vows to clean that floor better than anyone else. Why, Mr. Janitor even cleans grout. Mr. Janitor has been voted on as the area's best. Give Mr. Janitor the floor, and it'll be like new again.
Order, order, order a floor cleaning from Mr. Janitor today at 844-7713. Mr. Janitor, the floor is yours.
It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus. Noi parliamo italiano.
Hey, keep it clean, bro.
Translation, we speak Italian imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hotty Toddy.
Swung on, fly ball, right field. That's a jack. It's gone. Showers it. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
This is Ole Miss Baseball.
Mix it up, bare hand, throws the first. He got him. He got him. I can't believe it.
Catch all the action right here on your home for Rebels Baseball.
Your Hotty Toddy station, Super Talk 101.9.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
What a great time of year. College basketball full swing. College baseball this close, 10 days away. For Ole Miss and MSU. High school baseball coming up.
Yeah, high school baseball. I believe the private schools start this week, and most of the
they keep that private.
Yeah,
very private.
Your the public schools will start next week. Tupelo starts on Monday. They will travel to Corinth, and then back home on Tuesday will face Lewisburg in the new.
Yeah, everything good to go over there? Hadn't been by in a while.
I was over there yesterday. There's a lot of dust.
Is that right?
A lot of dust. I think everything is on schedule. May not have all of the details finished prior to opening game, but it may be a week or two into the game.
You're going to be helping Dylan with some of the strings?
Yes, yes. All of the Tupelo High School games will be streamed. Home games will be streamed on Tupelo Athletics, and you get it on Roku and Fire Stick. And then we're doing away games, audio only, which I'm going to do some of those.
That'd
with,
be fun.
With Dylan. I'm really fired up about that.
Yeah.
And so you can find those in the same.
Totally different animal when you're doing TV versus radio.
So all every game that Tupelo will have that's 45 minutes or further away, all the away games will be broadcast audio only.
Shout out to Coach Gann and to Dylan Hutton.
Yep.
The man. Not many do it better than Dylan in baseball. Very excited about that. All right, where were we? All right, we're here for your comments on the Elite Realty text line, 331-2508. Let's go over the SEC schedule tonight before we head to Super Bowl. All right. Vandy at Florida tonight. The Gators, 11.5-point favorites, a 6 o'clock tip. Kentucky at Ole Miss, also at 6. Oklahoma at Auburn, the Tigers, a 17.5-point favorite. Oklahoma may cover that tonight, but I wouldn't bet on it. Wednesday night, Mizzou at Tennessee. We mentioned that game also. A couple of lackluster games. Arkansas at Texas, LSU at Georgia. This Sunday, the biggest sporting event in the nation. As the Kansas City Refs taking on the Philly Fettermans, we'll call them. Chiefs are 1.5-point favorite. And yesterday, some of the notable players, including Travis Kelce and even Commissioner Roger Goodell, were asked about the conspiracy theories. We did a breakdown of the penalties awarded that benefited the Chiefs versus their opponents in the last five play. By the way, they've won three of the last five Super Bowls, going for three in a row, of course. But three of five ain't too shabby, right? And it was heavily favoring Kansas City. And for, I don't care if the commissioner says that there's not a discrepancy, or if the players, what do you think the players from Kansas City are going to say? And then some of these analysts are going, well, they're just good. You just, Brian, roll your eyes.
Yeah.
I got that comment from a Chiefs fan this week.
Being good doesn't give you an extra yard on a spot or move a spot backward, does it?
Makes you better, though.
Time after time. Yeah, mate, yeah.
But don't you think the refs are really going to be cautious about that during this game? What do you think?
Hopefully you get the best crew.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an issue, though, for quite a while now, and we saw it happen again in the last game.
Right. Not just penalties. It's spots in that conference championship game, Brian.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, when you look at what we've laid out, the numbers don't lie.
No.
It's not a coincidence that – and I get Andy Reid is a fantastic football coach. Yep. Does he have discipline on his team? Absolutely. Does he have great athletes? Absolutely. But there were a couple key spots, in my opinion, against the Buffalo Bills that were game-changing.
Yeah.
I mean
– not just that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's a touchdown ball game – you don't ever pay much attention to that spot, or if it's a 10-point ball game or whatever. But when it ends up being a field goal ball game, that spot made a difference.
Yeah, and yes, a lot of them have. And there's video after video out there in the internet space about that very thing, showing time after time and multiple games this has happened. So you can say there's no favoritism in the hearts and minds of the officials, but it's still – like Brian said, facts are facts.
Yes,
the numbers are there. It is what it is. So Philadelphia has to overcome that. And the way to do it is with their number one, I believe Kansas City is number two, defense in all the league. And that starts, of course, with one Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Brian, you weren't here Friday, but Coach had some stories about Chris's recruitment. And I saw a piece on the local news about his playing days in Houston, and just, you know, tribute to Chris Jones. So interesting there. The ESPN, even though the Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite, the matchup predictor, do you guys look at that when you're picking your pick six games, the matchup predictor?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's hardly ever right.
Yeah.
But it sometimes this occurs. There's a favorite in the game, according to Vegas, and this matchup predictor actually has the Chiefs with a 56.1% chance to win, just based on analytics, because on paper, they are a better team.
The Eagles.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
All the way around. And the addition of Barkley. Here's the thing that I don't think many of us understand, or at least well enough. The front offices, the general managers of these teams, and even the ownership of both of these teams have got it going on. Think of the acquisitions the Chiefs have made over the years. Some they let go, and everybody's like, well, what are you going to do without Tyreek Hill? Where's your deep threat? No worries. We got other pieces. And then for the Eagles to acquire Barkley from the dumpster fire that is the Giants, what a piece. I think they're going to do it, friends.
Yeah, it's certainly two franchises that their focus is on winning. It's not on about ticket sales.
Absolutely.
It's not about being the most valuable franchise.
Yeah.
It's about winning.
It's also about the owner knowing his lane. In each of these cases, I read a piece about both of these franchises have excellent ownership that supports but does not interfere with the football people.
Yeah, and that Brian, being a businessman himself, will attest to the fact that's the secret for success everywhere.
Yes, it is.
You manage and you go find people that are good at what they do and let them do it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened to both of these places.
And both of these franchises are also very similar. And there's this blue-collar culture.
Yeah, I agree with that. Andy Reid's just a everyday guy that, you know, that
got the right coaches.
Work hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about both these coaches.
Yeah.
They're perfect for their systems. Look at what Dan Quinn did at Washington.
Yeah.
And what a get for them.
Campbell,
what a turnaround.
At the line.
Right, exactly. So it's also about organization and not just what happens, you know, between the lines. All right, time for a pop-up Super Bowl trivia quiz with our host today. I didn't give you guys this information, but you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hands on buzzer.
Okay.
This, by the way, I found this because a lot of people, when they have a Super Bowl party, they'll have a trivia little test sheet, and let everyone fill it out and see who gets close to it, right? All right. When was the first Super Bowl played?
Oh, goodness. I got to count back.
What year? 59.
I mean, 1948. I don't know.
Something
you'll
like get
that.
It. No. Way later. January 15th. Imagine that. Super Bowl in mid-January, 1967.
67.
Green Bay.
It was called the AFL-NFL World Championship.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the fifth playing of the game that it became known as the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Do you know where the Super Bowl got its name? Lamar Hunt. Johnny, that's your phone.
Somebody calling the answer in.
Okay. Is that right? This is a great story. They were going to a meeting to discuss renaming this game, and they were having a pretty difficult time, you know, with a catchy name.
Yeah.
Lamar Hunt sees his kids as he's leaving his house, and what are you guys playing with? We're playing with a Super Bowl, Dad. Remember those?
Yeah.
You could bounce that over a five-story building, man. Yeah. This, I don't know what was in there. Probably wasn't safe.
It's super.
But it was super. So he goes to the meeting and says, how about Super Bowl? And he went, I like it. Let's run with it. All right. True or false? Has a Super Bowl game, or yes or no, has a Super Bowl game ever gone to overtime?
Yes.
You're going to be embarrassed if you don't. You're right. Last year's Chiefs 49ers, also another time in 2017, so fairly recent. Remember when the Falcons had the Patriots right where they wanted
them? I was going to say, wasn't that a Patriots game?
And the Falcons were going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And the Patriots came out.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a shutout in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No.
No,
ma'am.
Never.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Let's go with trophy trivia here. A couple more. What is the Super Bowl trophy, the Lombardi Trophy, made of?
I don't know. It looks like glass, but
made by Tiffany and Company, if they'll give you a hint.
Crystal.
Sterling silver, my friend.
Silver.
The value of the Super Bowl trophy in today's economy.
Market.
Right? 10,000.
$10,000. I would have thought higher.
Yeah. And they get to keep it. Well, they put it in their building, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Just a few. And these, by the way, go to FanDuel/research trivia, and you get these printed out. There's a bunch of them on there. Some really good ones. I don't know if I gave you the good one. How many active NFL franchises don't have a Super Bowl?
7?
12.
12.
And there are about 6 of them have never been.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to hear more of this. This is our pregame, by the way.
I know the Titans don't have a Super Bowl.
they almost did.
Yeah. They did.
At least they've been.
Yep.
Their number, I had that somewhere.
You know, Jeffrey Simmons is going to be at the NFL Experience this week.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying, I think I have this. This is the 9th Super Bowl rematch. Cowboys and Steelers, remember those?
Yep.
Giants, Patriots, 49ers, Bengals, Cowboys, Bills, Rams, Patriots. Yeah. Several frequent matchups. Trying to find the couple of teams that played in their home stadium. Can you name them? Tampa. 2021.
Didn't L.A.?
Remember Tom Brady?
Yeah.
2021, they're on the home field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good gravy. You are right. The Rams in 2022. Only two teams to make an appearance, and both won. All right. Just a few notes there. Yeah. First wild card team to win the Super Bowl was in 1981. Oakland Raiders. We'll have another note on that. And, Johnny, you'll appreciate this. One of the first, halftime shows featured legendary country artist Charlie Pride.
Oh. No way.
From Mississippi.
Charlie Pride, yeah.
Got to kiss an angel good morning.
That's him.
Boy, they've come a long way on.
They don't really go country. You talked about that the other day, Brian. They don't go country anymore.
I take Charlie Pride anytime over anything we've had the last few years.
And then when they do country, it's not really. It's just glorified. I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, fun stuff. Miami has hosted the Super Bowl 11 times. New Orleans, 10. This will be 11.
Yeah.
And they'll move into a tie. The coldest Super Bowl was played in New Orleans.
Wow.
Remember they played at Tulane Stadium? 39 degrees.
Oh.
And they started going into domes and everything else, right? Yeah. All right, 331-2508 on our Elite Realty text line. But, sports, I mean, when you've got best defense in the league and the best running back in the league and a manageable quarterback, Jalen Hurts, I like Jalen Hurts.
That can use his legs as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to your point. And I know Mahomes has got the magic and the mojo and everything else, and this has already become the narrative. Is he the greatest of all time?
The GOAT, man.
Because he won 3 straight.
Yeah.
I would argue that. There's another guy who's got 7. At his house. And he'll be calling the game in the booth.
That's right.
Good stuff today. Hey, how about NASCAR over the weekend, guys? We're back.
Yeah, we're back. The Clash moved from the Coliseum in L.A. to Bowman Gray Stadium.
Good.
And
I didn't like that L.A. thing.
Yeah,
did you?
It was kind of weird. They moved it where there's some true NASCAR fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Chase Elliott got the win the other night on Sunday night. So
what number's his car?
9.
Next up, Daytona 500, February the 16th.
If only we knew someone going.
I'll be there.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
So
our live Daytona reports will be coming, what's the date on it, 16th?
The 16th.
Hey.
I've already started looking at the forecast.
That's going to be a busy week. Yeah. What's the forecast?
So far, so good. But
really?
You know, in the state of Florida, it can change in a moment's notice.
Yeah, just ask somebody that was down there a few weeks ago.
Yeah. So, anyway.
To me, that's – do you like that better than Talladega?
I do. I just – because it's the – It's kind of odd that NASCAR has their Super Bowl. This is the first race of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just so much excitement because, you know, the sport has been gone for months, and it's the excitement and energy of it bringing it back. And it's the, you know, I just love her Super Speedway. And it's a lot of fun. So,
and to hear Brian describe the size, the enormity of the infield, and the number of people, that's always this. It's always great to have you down there. We appreciate you bringing us those reports. Son of a gun! The highlight of the Pro Bowl was provided by a 13-year-old this past Sunday.
Peyton's son.
Marshall Manning. Son of a gun. Get it?
Yeah, right.
Peyton's boy.
Yeah.
13 years old, already turning heads. There were college teams on their football accounts. They were singing the praises after a video showing him tossing the ball to the NFL receivers like Jamar Chase. This video goes viral, 6 million views. And here he is. This kid's got the braces. I mean, the full-on braces, right? The old-school braces.
Yeah.
And I was impressed. Throwing it around pretty good.
Yeah.
I wonder when his NIL deal's going to kick in.
Probably not long.
You know, they live in Aurora, Colorado. So he'll be going, I'm sure.
Yeah.
He'll be Colorado probably made an offer already. We mentioned 10 days from college baseball, the 14th. Bulldogs have their opening day set on that Friday against Manhattan in a 3-game series. They'll play Southern in a midweek and then return home to Missouri State for 3 more, February 21st through 23rd. Brian, I know you and Johnny both excited about the Rebels starting weekend.
Absolutely. They're gonna get their feet wet right off the bat. And been talking to some friends of mine over there, and I know Brian knows more about it than I do. They're really close to the program. And is really impressed with some guys, and one of them's a local guy, Mason Morris. Mason really been throwing the ball well lately.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement around Ole Miss this year, is from a pitching staff standpoint.
Yeah,
a new pitching coach, Coach Mangrum, coming in, and just, you know, a lot of excitement around there. A lot of, you know, good positive feedback from the pitching staff of what they're seeing and what they've learned from him. And there's some upticks on the guns on some guys. So, and I think a lot of Rebel fans are really, really excited to see Hunter Elliott back on the bump.
Oh man, yeah. He had a couple of scoreless innings in a scrimmage the other day while we were over there. But I think one of the big things for the – and this is about the pitching. Ole Miss pitchers didn't go play in Cape Cod or anything this summer. They stayed there and worked with Mangrum.
Yep.
Let's go back to the text line quickly. Mr. West said, good morning, guys. Happy anniversary, Ace. Thank you very much. Wow, that kid, Marshall Manning. Huh? We got, at least another decade. Then we're going to be talking about their grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Rebound. Another entry into our Ole Miss Kentucky ticket giveaway. We have two for you for tonight in Oxford. Text the word rebound to qualify. 331-2508. Is it next Saturday, the 25th, not this Saturday? Maybe that's from older. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know. Maybe that's a person. I don't know what that is. Y'all think Dart might move up to the first round of the draft with his performance in the Senior Bowl? Heard a lot about that. Mailman checking in.
Based a lot more on the week and everything than it was on the actual game itself, although he had some highlights in the game. I think the guys that really talk about this most on social media are split about 50-50 as to whether he's going to get into the first round or not.
Yeah.
I think he certainly improved his chances.
Not exactly a quarterback-rich class coming out, right?
Right.
Now, there I go. Johnny, you calling me?
Yeah, I am.
All the time. All right, let's take a trip back in time. Speaking of, on this date, February 4th, the luckiest day in Rhonda Horton's life. The year was
1969. John Madden was named the head coach of the NFL's Oakland Raiders.
And the agony. What a coach. What a guy.
1991, Baseball's Hall of Fame Board of Directors vote 12-0 to bar Pete Rose due to his betting on games while a player and manager.
During games. But he never bet against his team.
No.
In 2007, Super Bowl 41, Dolphin Stadium, Miami Gardens, Miami. Indianapolis Colts beat the Chicago Bears 29-17. The MVP was the son of a gun.
Marshall Manning's daddy.
He was.
Yeah.
Marshall Manning, his dad.
The son of Archie.
All right, we got one more.
2019, Caitlin Clark scored 60 points in a game for Dowling Catholic High School and set the second highest point total in Iowa girls basketball history. Like to know who the first one was.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
They hung her jersey in the rafters.
Yeah.
Along with Aja Wilson at South Carolina. I saw that.
Yeah.
What an honor. The retired jersey of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I hadn't heard her response on the Luka trade. Surprisingly, we got no text. Well, maybe one on the Luka trade earlier. All right, about to let one of our listeners know that they have won with their rebound. Kind of, what do you guys see tonight? What are your keys, Johnny?
For this basketball game?
Yes, sir.
Just exactly what Brian made the word to be. Got a rebound, man. We can't get out rebounded by 10 or 11 and give up that many second and third chances. Can't do it.
Yeah, I think that's the key for Ole Miss is to – you know, to get off to a good start, and again, when you have good shooters, you can't give them multiple opportunities. And
yeah,
and if the game is close late in the game, you've got to be able to break the full court press
and make free throws.
Match physicality.
Yep.
That's my.
I agree.
One of my comments I would make. Boy, we sound like the locker room speech.
Just play good, Ole Miss.
Do all those things.
Yeah. Score if more possible. Points than they do.
Score more than Kentucky. Good luck. We have notified the winner of our Kentucky tickets. I'm waiting on a name from that individual. Hopefully they're still tuned in. But tomorrow, as we mentioned on the program, we will be live from the Davis Event Center in Fulton. We're going to have a sort of a lineup, kind of a car wash of coaches, right? And we'll be talking about all things ICC, but signing day in general, and very exciting day over there. I don't believe we've done a program live from the Davis Event Center.
That's a great, great venue, man.
Yeah, it is.
Named after, of course, Johnny Davis.
Yes. Johnny Davis.
Yeah. or someone just like him.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you all again for tuning in. We'll have more, of course, on the SEC basketball, but tomorrow our focus will be on all things signing day. There was some news out of Tupelo, Brian, that one of their commits had dropped LSU. So we'll have all that for you tomorrow, and we appreciate y'all tuning in today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Mid-Delta Auction is holding two March auctions, a spring equipment auction Thursday, March the 20th in Greenwood, plus a retirement auction at Ewing Farm in Anguilla on Thursday, March the 13th. Visit mdauction.com for details on both. That's mdauction.com. We'll see you there.